Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, we're going to be looking at language of crime. And this is a bit of a two-part podcast. The first part, we're going to be focusing on vocabulary. And the second part, we're going to be looking at a little bit of grammar, specifically the passive voice, because the passive is often used when we talk about crime. So we'll talk about why, and we'll look at some examples a bit later. But first, I'm going to give you some important crime language, specifically different words for the word steal. So we've got verbs, and then we've got nouns, and then we've also got the names of people who steal. And in English, there are many words, many verbs and many nouns to describe this type of crime. So I'm going to go through these words, looking at the verb and looking at the possible nouns, and also talk about what they mean, because the differences between these words are small but important. So let's start with the word steal. To steal. Well, to steal, this is very general. This covers all types of stealing. So it doesn't matter if it's on the street, if it's from a shop. Generally, this is the term we will use. And the name of a person that steals is called a thief. A thief. Again, a very general term. If a person steals, they are a thief. It doesn't matter where they are, what they're stealing, they are a thief. Let's start looking at the more specific words now. So we'll start with to rob. R-O-B, to rob. And this is to steal from a person or a place, often with the threat of violence. This is quite common in a shop. We often talk about robbing a bank, and that is normally accompanied with people with guns, for example, making that threat against the people inside the bank. So that's the verb, to rob. What about the nouns? So first of all, the general noun, which is robbery, for example, a bank robbery. And then we've got the name of the person who robs, which is a robber, a robber. Okay, next word is to burgle, B-U-R-G-L-E. To burgle means to steal specifically from a house. So that is to burgle. Now the noun of this is burglary, B-U-R-G-L-A-R-Y, burglary. And the person who commits this crime is called a burglar, B-U-R-G-L-A-R, a burglar. Next, to pickpocket, one word, to pickpocket. And this means to steal from somebody on the street without them noticing. This often happens to tourists in big cities. So the verb is to pickpocket. The noun is pickpocketing. I was a victim of pickpocketing, for example. And the name of the person who pickpockets is simply a pickpocket. A pickpocket. So it's the same as the verb. Next, to mug. M-U-G. To mug means to steal from someone on the street, usually using threats of violence. To mug. The noun for this is mugging, a mugging, and the name of a person who commits this crime is a mugger. A mugger. And the final word is shoplift. So the verb is to shoplift. The noun is shoplifting. And the name of the person who commits this crime is a shoplifter. A shoplifter. So there you can see lots of different words to describe the crime of stealing. And now let's look at why the passive voice is so often important when we talk about stealing. Well, the reason we use the passive in many cases is because we don't know, or it's not important, who did the action. And when we talk about crime, often we don't know who committed the crime. We just know that the crime was committed by someone. And with all of these verbs that I gave you before, to rob, to burgle, to pickpocket, to steal, to mug, and to shoplift, well, we can use these both in the active, if we know who did it, or it's important who did it, and in the passive. So let's look at some examples. My house was burgled last night. Here I would use the passive, because, as I said before, we don't know who burgled my house. All we know is that some people broke in and stole some things from my house. So it wouldn't make sense to use the active here. I wouldn't say some people burgled my house because I don't know who they are. So it's better to use the passive. My house was burgled, or we were burgled. Another example, when I was a teenager, I was mugged on my way home. Again, I wouldn't use the active here. I wouldn't say somebody mugged me. Of course, this is grammatically correct. It's not a bad sentence, but it's just better to use the passive because, as I said before, we don't really know, or it's not important who mugged me. The important point is I was mugged. So we use the passive. So there we go. Combining a couple of points there, some vocabulary, lots of different words for this type of crime, and also some grammar to go along with it. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or you're interested in taking classes online, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.